Well, fantastic Tuesday morning, beloved. It's great to start this day off with you. And today we are in Psalm 26. Like yesterday's reading, Psalm 17, today's reading is a psalm in which the writer is seeking God's justice and declaration of innocence. The writer claims to do what is right, seeks to avoid evildoers, and expresses love for God's help. And again, God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. So let's begin. Declare me innocent, O Lord, because I do what is right and trust you completely. Examine me and test me, Lord. Judge my desires and thoughts. Your constant love is my guide. Your faithfulness always leads me. I do not keep company with worthless people. I have nothing to do with hypocrites. I hate the company of the evil, and I avoid the wicked. Lord, I wash my hands to show that I'm innocent, and march in worship around your altar. I sing a hymn of thanksgiving and tell of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not destroy me with the sinners. Spare me from the fate of murderers, those who do evil all the time and are always ready to take bribes. As for me, I do what is right. Be merciful to me and save me. I am safe from all dangers in the assembly of his people. I praise the Lord. Today's key verse is Psalm 26, verse 2. Examine me and test me, Lord. Judge my desires and thoughts. You know, in this verse, verse 2, the psalm writer asks to be examined and tested by God. Look at my desires. Look at my thoughts. And, have you ever found yourself in the company of those who wished to do something that you believed was wrong, but you knew in your heart that, you know, you should not do this? What did you do? Did you go along to get along? Or did you take a stand for righteousness and perhaps invoke the wrath of your so-called friends? You know, when they want to go ahead and do this evil thing that they desire. You know, it's hard. Peer pressure is difficult and, you know, we face it every day of our lives. But for those of us who love the Lord and who are called by his name, it is a choice that we have to make to do, the Lord's will. Amen. Well, let's pray. Loving and merciful God, your constant love is my guide. Your faithfulness always leads me. You know all my thoughts and desires. I long to be in your presence and do what is right. Guard my lips and my actions this day. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning, when we will be in Psalm 36, a psalm affirming the goodness of God. Until then, keep looking up. Jesus is coming again, and you hang in there because God is always faithful. God bless.